boy. Good morning. Welcome to Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch back. I'm John Wells. I'm here with my co-host, Jude Robinson. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, JW.
God, what a beautiful day out there.
Uh-huh. Another one.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a lot planned for you in the show. We're going to tell you about everything that's cooking in the Wasatch back, and we have a number of really good guests.
Yes, we do. We start out with the Park City Market this morning. Mikkel Smith from the Park City will be here with Eric Green from Dust Cutter, which is not an actual dust cutter, but a lemonade. Yes. Who else?
We've got the International Mustang and All Ford Stampede Car Show. Randy Thompson, from chairman of Northern Utah Mustang Club, will be with us. There's 150 Mustangs and Fords that will be in Redstone this weekend. So we're going to talk about all that. All these vintage cars. It's going to be
So not wild horses.
No. Well, that's right. It is a stampede. There could be wild horses, but... and then, of course, we have the Bon Appetit Grub Crawl. Bob Kohler from Park City Chamber, Bureau Special Events, and Dan Aldworth, who is Associate Public Relations Director for Bon Appetit, premier foodie magazine.
Yes, that's beloved by many.
Okay. Well, so, that and a whole bunch more when we return. Stay tuned.
I'm Monica Simos with the Park City High School Minor Detail Show, informing you of current events at the high school and in the community every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in Saturday nights or listen online at kpcw.org and like our Minor Details Facebook page.
Brought to you by UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, Rich Fine Realtor, and Rail Resorts.
Hi, this is Craig Elliott, football announcer, grateful supporter of KPCW, and principal of Elliott Work Group. Our design team offers complete architectural, interior, planning, and sustainable design services for historic, commercial, hospitality, affordable housing, and sports projects throughout Park City and the Mountain West. ElliottWorkGroup.com.
And we are back as KPCW, and this is the Mountain Summer Show, Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch back. I'm John Wells. I'm here with my very capable co-host, Jude Robinson. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You know, with everything going on this weekend, we need to set the stage. What's happening with the weather?
It's going to be so beautiful. More of the same. We've got some highs in the low 80s for the next 10 days, really, not just this weekend. And then the evenings are going to be 50, 54 degrees. And we've got those afternoon storms that are going to blow through and cool things off and help us to just sleep better at night.
Wow.
It's good times.
There's nothing in the forecast about firestorms or tornadoes or...
You know, I didn't see that.
Okay.
But as capable as you just said I was, I did not check for those particular large weather experiences.
Right. Well, it sounds great. First of all, it's not Monday. It's not cloudy and it's not cool. It's Friday and it's bright and beautiful and it's warm. It's going to be warm. It's going to be the high in...
And 82 today, Sunday 81, and I'm sorry, Saturday 81, and Sunday 84.
And for our folks in Heber and Heber Valley, they will experience high 80s, and I believe they'll get to 90 and 91 on Saturday and Sunday, which is pretty neat.
Yes, it's so beautiful. I was just over in that area yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to try to sneak out to Soldier Hollow and get 18 holes in this weekend if I can.
Which 18 will you do, just straight through? No, I'm kidding. I know it. Yeah. Wanted to see if you were on your toes.
You know, it's been a tough week with Robin Williams passing away. And for all the things that we all have our own memories of, there is a bit he does on why golf has 18 holes. And he does it with a Scottish accent. And it is absolutely hysterical. I'm sure you can YouTube it. But it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I love him so much. The close-ups of his eyes in anything that he's ever done, he unstitches my heart.
There's a lot of soul there.
Yep.
Well, now that we have the weather, why don't we talk about what is going on this weekend? Let's start with the Egyptian Theater right up the street, Laughter on the 23rd Floor, which is really a takeoff on the Sid Caesar show from the 1950s, where Neil Simon not only wrote this play that they're performing, but he was one of the writers along with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, and so many things came out of this writing team. But anyway, sort of an autobiographical sketch, and that will be that'll start tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, and then we go into the Sundance Outdoor Summer Series, the big night. So if you want to go look at some detail about that, you can certainly go to their website, but it's a wonderfully conceived and enacted Big Night as a period piece set in the 1950s America with focused on the two brothers, Italian immigrants, Primo and Second Pelaghi.
Whew.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, and then, of course, the International Mustang and All Ford Stampede. And as Jude pointed out, it is not an actual horse stampede or Mustang stampede, but it's really cool cars. Vintage cars going back to the 64 and a half, which was the first Mustang. And, of course, a whole bunch of other cars. And the guys and girls that drive these cars are so passionate about this brand that these cars are going to be in great shape.
I love Mustangs. Okay, yeah. Two Mustang things. One of my best friends in high school, Paige, had this beautiful Mustang that her dad had renovated, and it's just beautiful. And now, Mustang, the horses, my girlfriend Sonia, she saves wild Mustangs.
And really? Yes, fantastic. So she adopts them from the Bureau of Land Management before they're destroyed.
Yes, and she's got three.
And what does she do with them?
She has a healing sanctuary, and she brings individuals who have had traumatic life experiences and connects them with these beautiful, beautiful animals. And just a few nights ago, she's got one stallion. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just the lightning and things like that. He had sort of gotten rambunctious and freaked out.
Yeah.
And I went over and boy, they're massive. And there's just no denying the fact that they're wild.
Yeah,
they really
absolutely are.
They are not the pasture pet.
Well, I would like you
animals.
To introduce me to
I
her
will.
At some point, because I'd like to learn more about that program.
And then Art Elevated, that's coming up on the 15th. Is 15th through the 17th, or yeah, is it the 17th? And that's the Summit County Arts Council, in conjunction with the Park City Professional Artists Association, will be hosting an Art Elevated, a three-day art show at the Visitors Information Center at the Kimball Junction. So that seems like that would be something to go visit.
And what's really cool about that is it's 12 local artists. They're all from Park City, and they're in jewelry, little sculpture, some paintings.
I've done that before. It's a really great experience, and they sell things there, the artists, and it's nice to just see where it came from and to hear the story that created that piece.
Mm-hmm. You know, this town, people in this town, they love live music, they love skiing, they love this, they love that. But another thing that they love are free hors d'oeuvres. And from 3 to 6 today is
snack time.
So if you go to Kimball at the location that you mentioned, the Artist Reception Center.
Yes.
All right. We have the Canyons Resort, the free Saturday summer concert series coming up. Earfunk will be playing, and live music starts at 6 p.m.
Are you going to go?
No. I'm not able. I've got a conflict then, but I'm going to do some other things.
Okay. Park City Marathon and Half Marathon on the 16th. So we will have our streets blocked off and cheer all the runners as you see them going by. And hopefully, if you want to jump in, you can do that.
Absolutely. St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert series continues with Five for Fighting. Sounds like a nice band. It's actually a single person. It's the gentleman, John Andrasik, who came out with a hit, Superman. And he will be playing starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
I did a great interview with him earlier this week. Here at KPCW. And then Bon Appetit Grub Crawl. Don't we have tickets for that?
We have a couple of tickets that we're going to allow people to call in for, but we're going to unveil that. We don't want anybody calling in
yet.
No.
Sorry.
But
what about the Star Spangled Girl?
Oh, and back to Bon Appetit. We're really looking forward to that conversation that we're going to have with the folks from Bon Appetit and also from the Chamber on this very unique new twist on the food festival, where you just don't go to a little tent and stand there and eat a small piece from a restaurant. You actually go into the restaurant where the ambiance and all of that is there, and sounds like fun.
Yes. Well, a lot goes into just creating that, the entire experience of the meal, including where you're sitting and enjoying the entire imbibe. So then we've got the Star Spangled Girl, the Egyptian Theater.
Once again.
60s hippies fall in love with the girl next door.
Another Neil Simon play. He wrote 30 plays. He got 17 Tony nominations and three actual Tonys. And at one time on Broadway, he had four plays running at the same time. A real prolific writer.
Wow. He was, to think of how he could even organize and get all of that completed in his life. Anyway, so the Fox School of Wines Weekend Wine Series. Have you been to any of their Weekend Wine Series or any of their events?
I have.
School of Wine?
I have.
I really would love to go and attend that. I have not, but I've heard such great things about them.
Well, you learn a lot about wine.
Yes, and of course, all of the events are on the Chamber of Commerce website. It's a great resource for our community, and John and I refer to that often.
Absolutely. Well, tell you what, that's what's cooking. We have a lot going on the show. We will be back after this message with Park Silly Market folks. We have Mikkel Smith and also Eric Green from Dust Cutter. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Miles Radiman inviting all millennials, Gen Xers, aging baby boomers, cappuccino cowboys, entrepreneurs, ski bums, snow bunnies, hipsters, slackers, and just plain citizens to apply for the 21st year of Park City's award-winning leadership program. If you live or work in the greater Park City area, including Summit and Wasatch counties, apply now. Applications are online at parkcity.org. Just click on Leadership Park City. Deadline for applying is Friday, August 22nd. Leadership Park City is a nonprofit organization.
Hi, this is Stanton Jones from Silver Mountain Sports Club and Spa, a longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide our members over 80 weekly fitness classes, cardio and weight training centers, racquetball, three swimming pools, a women's only fitness room, and a full service salon and spa. Online at silvermountainsportsclub.com. Be stronger, live healthy, play longer.
Support for KPCW comes from Wasatch Brew Pub, offering brunch on the patio at the top of Main every Saturday and Sunday, including New York steak and eggs, Wasatch waffles, and French toast, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Good morning. We're back, and we've got the Park Silly Market friends here this morning. We've got Mikkel Smith and Eric Green. Now, Eric, are you the creator of the Dust Cutter Lemonade that you brought for us?
I am, yep.
Well, I can't wait to try it. He brought some samples in this fabulous bottle. It's silver, and is it aluminum?
It is aluminum.
Yep. It is aluminum.
And extruded Mikkel, aluminum.
Yes.
Mikkel, what do you do with the Park Silly Sunday Market?
Well, I am.
Which I love.
I'm so glad to hear that you love it.
Yes.
I'm the sponsor coordinator, and I also write grants for them. So I have a really fun time, as always, with the market.
Wow. So you're a grant writer. Because that can be like, not fun,
really,
and you make it so fun.
Yeah. You know, we do make the event very fun, and we find that grants are very important because the Park Silly Sunday Market is, of course, not for profit, just for fun. So the grants are very important in keeping everything going with the market, as well as our sponsors are.
Absolutely. You have all done such a great job with our Main Street and waking up Park City and the Silly Market and joining that.
And so, we've talked about this a couple of times, but it seems like there's more going on people-wise in Park City this summer, starting with the 4th of July parade, a couple of silly markets I've gone to. Speaking with Travis English over at Summit County Fair, he said his ticket sales were 50% up over last year. There's more and more people. And then, you know, we've got 436 soccer teams that were in here playing along with the Arts Fest. I mean, there's a lot more people in town.
Yeah, right now we're averaging 12,000 to 13,000 people per weekend for a Park Silly Sunday Market.
My goodness.
Boy,
it's
fantastic.
Packed.
Yeah, it is bringing the crowd. And it's awesome because it's not only great for the market and all of the vendors, but it's great for everybody on Main Street because they just stay here. And they like to go to the restaurants and, you know, they spend a couple of nights.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's great for the economy.
Well, it's what we do here. We bring people in, and that's how we stay in this cute little community up here nestled in.
I think the thing that really brings them in, Jude, are these girls with hula hoops. That's just fantastic.
You're talking silly.
We're going to say it was me wearing my tutu.
Oh, the tutu. Oh,
right.
I've not seen that.
With
you
the going to
wear that this weekend?
Yeah, we're wearing costumes every weekend.
Okay.
That's how you know it's a silly girl.
Mikkel,
yes.
I tell you what.
My girls can hula hoop like nobody's business, I'll tell you. They just stand there hula hooping forever.
Good for them. Good for them. This is a really cool looking poster. This is, of course, again, Dust Cutter Beverage Company. I believe it's Jackson Hole.
Exactly. Yep. We're based out of Jackson Hole.
And how long have you been in business?
Well, this has been a labor of love for a long time. But actually, the Dust Cutter brand started on the Dude Ranch my family ran in Jackson Hole. Started in the 40s up to the 70s. And they would take their guests out on the trail on a, you know, a ride. And after a long day on the dusty trail, they needed something to cut their thirst. So they would have whiskey and lemonade, and they called it a Dust Cutter.
Is there whiskey in this?
There's no whiskey in this. But we dropped the whiskey, and now you just have a great tasting lemonade. And we say that it's spikeable, and people can put their own whiskey in if they want.
Yes.
Well,
or
and of
whatever.
Course, if you come to the market, we'll put the whiskey in there for you.
Well, thank you. And I do appreciate
it. Jude, vodka. I'm sampling the Huckleberry lemonade. What do you have over there?
I have the same thing. I handed you that. Here, let me
Oh, the original
let me see
lemonade.
That one.
Oh, no. This is good. Try that one.
Okay, so that Huckleberry lemonade is amazing. One of our specialty cocktails is called the Heavenly Huck. And so we combine that Huckleberry lemonade with Five Wives Heavenly or Vanilla Vodka. And it makes a fantastic and refreshing cocktail.
That sounds fabulous. Anything with vodka in it,
yeah,
I really feel has got my attention.
You know, last week, we were having a cocktail.
Yes, yes. And I had a friend that had heard the show, and he said, you know, if you're going to drink all day, you've got to start early.
Well, I'll tell you what. So they had the summer cocktail contest, and it was great. It was fun. A lot of fun.
I bet.
That's from the High West Distillery.
What time did you fall asleep?
Were you about 9:15. We started 9 o'clock, about 9:15. Yeah. It's night night.
Yep.
Eric, how do you get your product to market?
You mean here locally?
Everywhere.
Just in general? Well, so we started to get rolled out into the marketplace in Jackson Hole exclusively last summer, in May of last year. So we've really only been out about 15 months. But it was literally delivering out of the back of my dad's truck, getting it out to, 100 different accounts around Jackson Hole. And then we started to get into the Salt Lake market last year. And, of course, up into Park City last year as well. But this year with the Park City event, we have so much bigger exposure here, and it's just been great for brand awareness and letting people learn more about our products.
And you'll hopefully get some great corporate contracts and get to get into some grocery stores, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, we're in grocery stores throughout Utah. You know, the Harmons is running a great special right now, and Smith's has it, and Fresh Market, Macy's, Dan's, all those different places have it. So we're getting it out there for sure.
It's the labor of love, and to think your family has been doing this for years.
Well, they had the Dude Ranch for years, but this Dust Cutter, we've only been doing it for a year and a half. But, you know, now we're in Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, Oklahoma, and Texas. So it's happening.
And the
very
Silly
quickly.
Market.
And the Silly Market.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Mikkel, there's a lot of moving pieces to the Silly Market. So the farmer's market and all the different kids' activities and things. But as we just talk about the main stage this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You start out with yoga at 10.
Yes. And I expect you to be there. Bring your mat. It's a lot of fun. So especially this week, you have to get kind of stretched out because a lot of our music this week and performances are reggae kind of inspired. So come and get your yoga on at 10 a.m.
Should I wear a tutu?
Yes, that would be fantastic. I will. I'll be there.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm in.
And then so the Tribe of I will be performing at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a performance by 11 House.
Okay.
And then so there are reggae dance performers, and then at 2:15 we have Afro Omega.
Yeah, and they're on until 5.
Yes,
clearly
yeah.
you'll need your tutu.
Definitely.
Because if you're going to be starting with Downward Facing Dog, you should really. There's a shortage of tutus in that entire business.
God, that's a weird image just came to me.
it's like little sunshines everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not sure if you two are aware, but it's also our beer fest. So our second annual beer fest is this weekend.
Okay.
So we're going to have 6 different distributors that are coming up.
And then everyone will be able to hula hoop
exactly.
by the end of the evening.
Everybody will.
Everybody will love each other.
Yes.
Best friends.
Everybody's going to have a great time.
What about kids? So you've got what, teenagers, preteens, kids going back to school?
We do. We have tons of kids' activities as well as we have vendors that are designated for that. But we have the bouncy houses that are free. You know, we do ask if, you know, they're going to be there for a while. We'd hope you put a donation in because, again, we're not for profit.
And maybe older.
Exactly.
Teenage kids.
Teenage kids. We have the hula hoops. We have the aviary birds that come in so you can go see those. And okay. We have snowboarding. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming in, Park City Market, Mikkel Smith, and also Eric Green from Dust Custer, Dust Cutter.
Cutter. Yeah.
That's right.
Wet your whistle.
Yeah.
Best of luck with your
thank you very much.
With your company, and hope to see the product around, you know,
oh, please,
around town.
Try it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Have a
thank
great
you.
Weekend. We're going to play a quick tune, and we shall return in just a couple of minutes. Here's Joe Bonamassa, Athens to Athens, live version, acoustic. And we are back. This is Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch. Back, I am John Wells with my co-host, Jude Robinson. Jude, great to have you back again this week.
Thanks, John. It's so great to be here. Yeah. You're such a great radio wave dance partner. I said that in an email.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of fun in this show, don't we?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Joining us by phone is Randy Thompson, chairman of Northern Utah Mustang Club. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, we are both Mustang fans. Why don't you tell us about your club and tell us what you are doing in Park City this weekend?
We'd be happy to. Well, we have our annual, it's our 14th annual Intermountain Mustang and All Ford Stampede Car Show. It's being held here at the Redstone Center at Kimball Junction. And it's a great show. It's one of our it's our biggest event of the year. We have lots of Mustangs. We'll plan about 130, 140 Mustangs this weekend, or any Ford vehicle. So we got a big show planned here this weekend.
Now, good morning, John. This is Jude. How did you get, or Randy? Sorry. How did you get involved with the Mustang love, the Mustang fever?
Well, that's a great question. I've had a love of Mustangs all my life. I bought a Mustang a couple of years ago, happened to get information about the club, and I joined, and 2 years later, I'm the chairman.
Oh, then you definitely, you just went, I know what we can do with this place. I know what it needs, and you took over, and here we are at Redstone.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic.
And we've had our show here at Park City for quite a few years. We used to have it on Main Street, and we moved over to the Redstone Center a few years ago, so...
Right. And a lot of people have heard about the 50th anniversary car, the 2015 and a half or the 2014 and a half, or I guess it would be 2014 and a half because the first Mustang was a 64 and a half. Is that correct?
That was right. 1964 and a half was the first Mustang. Yep.
Right. So there's a lot of excitement about the 15. I just have to tell you a quick story and you can throw your thoughts in on this. So there's this guy down at Larry Miller Ford down in Salt Lake City. And I'm calling him saying, hey, you know, you got the 15s in yet? Just, no, we're not building them until like November. But I'll tell you what, we got one coming up this past Wednesday. Come on up and I'll let you sit in it. It's a prototype. It was hand built and all that sort of stuff. So I'm all excited. I talked to him the night before. Yeah, come on up. They're going to bring this car up. And so I go up there with a friend and this Ford executive has a complete meltdown because apparently, it doesn't meet their fit and finish standards, exacting standards, and somebody had seen one of the prototypes and was bad-mouthing it in the press, so they wanted to pull the general public away from seeing these prototypes. So I was denied. I didn't get to see it.
Denied?
Oh, no.
Did you tell him who you are?
I'm nobody.
You're JW. JW.
Well, That's unfortunate. The 2015 Mustang is a beautiful car.
And you saw one of the prototypes in Las Vegas, didn't you?
Yes, we did. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, I saw it in pictures, and the pictures don't do it justice until you see it in person. It's a beautiful car, very well done, lots of great modifications to it.
What is the one thing, you know, you can say, boy, in person, this person is so much smaller, bigger, taller, shorter. What is the one thing, seeing these Mustangs in person, that when you see it, you just go, oh, that's it. The pictures don't do it justice. What is it that you think is the experience of being there?
Well, for me, it's, you know, the Mustang is it's an American icon. As we said, it's been here for 50 years, and just seeing the car, it brings back images of the muscle car and what the muscle car is all about, and the Mustang really paved the way for that whole genre of car. So,
Do you wear a muscle shirt, Randy, when you do it? Do you wear your muscle shirt?
Yeah, I don't think I wear a muscle shirt. I don't think they want anybody to see my tan lines here. But
he's bare chested right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's just scratching his belly.
So it's 9:35. You guys are getting ready to drive up here around 10. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're getting ready for our pony cruise. It's one of the events that we have here for the show, and we're going to take a tour of the Park City area here and hit a couple places.
Do you need a couple drivers?
Stop and have lunch.
Yeah, great.
What's that?
So do you need a couple drivers?
Absolutely. Come on down. You bet.
Randy, what's your favorite year?
My favorite year.
And model.
Well, I'm more into the newer Mustangs.
Right.
When they re-released the 2005 and the older body style, the 2005, 2006 is really where I started to like, you know, the Mustang. So I think those are my favorite years. I have a 13 GT myself, and That's still the old body style, and I really like that. So anywhere between 2005 and 2013 is my favorite years.
And I agree with you, too. I like when they made those changes. And ever since Carroll Shelby, who, God, I mean, you read so many interesting things about that gentleman. Ever since Carroll Shelby passed away, it seems like the Shelbys have gone up in value.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If you can get a hold of a Shelby car, especially ones that may be signed by Carroll Shelby, you've got a keeper.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the specific events. You're driving up here today. You're going to be on New Main Street at Redstone. We all know where Redstone is. And what are the different pieces? Tomorrow, I think, is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. People can come and look at the cars. What can they do today?
Today, there's not a lot for the general public. We've got some events planned today just for people who have entered their cars into the show, just the crews today. Tomorrow's where all the events begin. As you mentioned, we have our show starting at 10 o'clock. It goes until 4. It is open to the general public. It is free. So would encourage you to come down. A lot of our sponsors have donated some things. Audio Wizards donated a drop-down television that we're going to be either raffling off or auctioning off. We've got all kinds of different prizes. Our main sponsor, Larry H. Miller Ford on 13th South, Super Ford. They've
the one I just badmouthed.
Well, so.
And how many? It wasn't their fault. It was Ford Intergalactic headquarters in Detroit Motor City. Larry Miller Ford wanted to show me the car.
How many cars do you think that you'll have in this event today? People show up.
We have right now just a little over 100 cars pre-registered. We expect another 30 to 40 cars to register same day of show. So we could have anywhere between 130, 140 cars tomorrow.
Well, Jude went through the weather recently, about 25 minutes ago, and it's going to be a spectacular day today and tomorrow, actually for the next 6 days. So for our listening audience out there, go to New Main Street in Redstone. You're going to see some beautiful cars. You're also going to meet some really nice people. Mustang drivers are nice people. Randy Thompson, chairman of the Northern Utah Mustang Club. Randy, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's great to talk
Thank you very
Randy.
Much. I hope to see you guys here.
I'm going to stop down tomorrow and introduce myself to you.
As will I, absolutely. Thank you.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Would love that.
Well, as we said earlier, Five for Fighting will be in Deer Valley this weekend. Here is a tune from them, 100 Years.
The sea is high and only got 100 years to live. Half time goes by, suddenly your eyes are no the blink of an eye. 67 is gone, the sun is getting high. One more.
Five for Fighting. That's going to be a great concert. Welcome back to Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I'm John Wells. I'm here with my co-host, Jude Robinson. Jude, we have great guest. Delighted to have Bon Appetit and the Park City Chamber here. Bob Kohler from Park City Chamber and Dan Aldworth from Bon Appetit magazine. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
So the typical festival experience is that you are walking around, you say, gee, I want to get a bite to eat. And you see this tent and you walk into it and you say, I've been to that restaurant before. I want to try it out again. Or I've never been to that restaurant. I want to try their thing. And you go up and you get a small little sample. And then you're standing there. There's lots of people around. And it's an okay experience. But you guys have put a twist on this whole thing to be able to introduce the ambiance of the restaurant and the whole intimacy of the experience.
Right. So standing in front or standing in a tent is fine, and it's good, and you get some good food. But Bon Appetit's answer to that typical food festival is the grub crawl. So we take people from out from under the tent and into the actual restaurants. So we're super excited to be here in Park City for the Bon Appetit grub crawl tomorrow. And we've got 8 different restaurants that we're going to hit. And the cool thing about the grub crawl is, like I said, instead of standing under a tent waiting in line for a small bite of food that was prepared the day before, you're in the restaurant talking to the chefs, listening to the music, hanging out with friends, eating the food the way that's supposed to be prepared. And it's our answer to the typical food festival. And it's really a lot of fun.
You know, we had last week on our show, we had the gentleman who had won the cocktail contest at the High West Distillery, and he made it for us. And the one thing that was so amazing is watching him create what he decided he was going to enter was the thought and the true love that went into it, and being able to speak with the chefs and what they decided to share, and the most meaningful thing for them that they're giving. It's a generous and wonderful experience.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to work with these chefs a couple months leading up to the crawl and really get to know them and really encourage them to kind of put on a show. Mm-hmm. So all of these guys have created signature menus. They're all doing signature cocktails. I know the guys at High West are doing some really cool stuff, and that's all going to be on display tomorrow.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say they're doing some great cocktails. Some really cool bar bites, and that's kind of the status quo at all these restaurants. They're really going to turn it out for us, and we're super excited to see what Park City has to offer.
And this new twist, it's not like it's been rolled out to the free and captured world. It's only been Brooklyn, New Orleans, and Los Angeles. So we're delighted.
Well, we've been doing this program for 3 years now. We do it every year in New York. We did it in May in New York, and it was a great success. And then this is the second crawl for 2014. And after this, we're going to Nashville, Tennessee, which has a really great booming food scene, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then we're wrapping things up for the grub crawl season in San Francisco. So each year it gets a little bit different. We try to hit different cities, different emerging food scenes, and to see what they have to offer. And so far in the 3 years that we've been doing the crawl, nobody's disappointed.
And Bob, we want to talk with you too. But I need to just interrupt for a second and say this. You all have brought out, let me just mention, there's a pre-party, it's a kickoff party at River Horse, is that correct?
At Zoom.
Okay, and then you go off on your A and B tracks, and then they all come back to Silver for the wrap party at Silver. We are going to give away 2 tickets to the wrap party at Silver, and it's going to be the first caller that calls in at 655-8255. two tickets, 655-8255. We have a caller right here. Let's see what's happening here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, John Wells, it's Christy Dillaway.
Christy Dillaway, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Well, Christy, I tell you what, dear, you've won these two tickets.
Awesome.
Yay, Christy. Yeah,
Christy, say hello to Bob and to Dan.
Hi, Bob and Dan.
And Jude.
Jude, I'm sorry.
Hi, Jude.
Christy works at the Egyptian Theater.
Yes.
Oh, you know Christy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Congratulations. Christy, just stop by Ethel's desk anytime between now and 4 o'clock, and the tickets will be waiting for you with your name on them.
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, Dan told me earlier that you have to dance. The dancing is encouraged tonight at the
it's
rap
required.
Party. So
it's actually dance to get in.
You have to dance to get in, Christy.
You know that's not a problem.
I know it's not
a
problem.
Is there a hula hoop involved too, or just dancing?
Well, there could be.
There could be anything.
You never know. You never know. Christy, thanks for calling in. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So one quick question, and maybe you can answer this, Bob. Do you know the 8 restaurants that are going to be participating this evening? Because you do special events, of course you would know.
Yeah, so as was earlier mentioned, that there's a kickoff party at Zoom. So all 240 ticketed participants will start there with a party of food and cocktails and music. And then they'll break into smaller groups of 40, and then they go to each of their assigned restaurants. And then roughly every hour, they'll rotate through to the next restaurant. So two simultaneous crawls of 3 restaurants each. And those are High West, Reefs, and Wasso on one crawl. And then Chamayo, Shabu, and Table One at Sky Lodge.
That is correct.
And then they all meet back up at Silver for the closing party.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of fun.
No wonder you're crawling at the end.
Yeah, that's one thing I want to say. If you are listening and you are participating in the crawl tomorrow, start preparing today. Almost like you're getting ready for
maternity pants.
Carbo load today. Hydrate. Make sure you're wearing comfortable shoes because it's a lot of eating and drinking, and you want to be in good shape.
You want to shuffle and crawl.
Yeah, for the closing party tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's like a PC marathon.
Dan, you're from New York.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite restaurant in New York?
Oh, man.
That's like Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't do that.
No.
Oh, man. I'm not into the fancy stuff. I'm kind of a down and dirty. There's this great burger place called Corner Bistro where you go in. They're always kind of a little bit mean to you. They only have 2 beers on tap.
They should like it all the more if you have to work. If it's
The beers are $2 a piece, and I think the burger is $6. There's always a line out the door, and it's just down and dirty, just a really good burger and a lot of fun.
Like the Soup Nazi.
Yeah, kind of.
I wish I could remember the name of this place, but it was an Italian place. It was not far from the theater district, probably actually inside the theater district. And there was a bocce court downstairs, and you're sitting at your table. There's a bocce court, and you can go out and play a little bocce and homemade pasta and homemade wine, and it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Are you familiar with that place?
I'm not, but maybe I should look into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Google that.
What began your fascination with food? I mean, I'd have to believe that everybody at Bon Appetit is just a huge foodie.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. Everybody from the editors on the edit side all the way down to the sales assistant on the marketing side, everybody is Instagramming everything that they cook. And you kind of, I guess when you get to Bon Appetit, you kind of start living the lifestyle. I grew a beard.
Oh, because everybody there doesn't, they're just always eating, so why bother shaving?
Exactly.
And I just got to eat.
But I've been into food for a long time. My first job, I was working at CBS. And I was producing all the food segments, and that really opened me up to this whole new world where it was kind of cool to be the one who knew what restaurants to go to, where to go, where to eat, what to order, who to bring.
It's very social. You bring someone in with a meal, and we share that, and it's very intimate. But I do want to encourage you, and I don't see any food in your beard now.
Thank you.
And I don't know what that connection is, but
I haven't had breakfast yet.
Let's go ahead and just make
it early.
And Bob, with the chamber, you've coordinated this, and very few cities have this. Thank you for making this connection and bringing this fabulous event to our city.
Yeah, it was a team effort by all means. So it takes a team to put this event on. And Bon Appetit is primarily responsible for the event. So they've been working at this for, I think we started discussions with them about a year ago, probably, when they selected Park City as the first mountain resort location to be on the Grub Crawl. So we were super excited to be mentioned in the same breath as New York and San Francisco and Miami, former
Grub
Crawl location. So yeah, I think it's a great third party validation of our restaurant product. We've been touting, you know, what great restaurants we've had for years and years, but when Bon Appetit sort of steps up and says the same thing, it carries a little more weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, great. Very good. I assume you'll be writing some of this up in future issues, talking about the crawl.
Yeah, we actually have one of our digital editors. He's actually in the airport now. He's coming out, so he'll be Instagramming along the crawl. If you want to check out those pictures, it's hashtag BAGrubCrawl.
Okay.
So you can see Alex's pictures and follow Bon Appetit Mag on Instagram. And on Monday, when we all get back to New York, it's going to be sad to leave here. You might have to kick us out. But there'll be some posts up on bonappetit.com where people who didn't get a chance to come to the crawl can see what went on. And the crawl is sold out, but for folks who do want to come to the party at Silver, there are still tickets available. You can go to bagrubcrawl.com. And tickets for that are $30, and you can come and eat and drink with the rest of the gang, and go from there.
And you have to dance to get in the door.
Rumor has it,
may or may not.
That's what I heard.
You've got no rhythm. Well, you know, you have to work off all that food too.
That's right.
They're helping. They don't want anybody sitting and standing.
So how quickly did tickets sell out? Because there wasn't a lot of advertising. It just went.
There was a little bit of advertising, but you're right that the Bon Appetit does a media push leading up to the Grub Crawl, collectively advertising all the different Grub Crawl stops throughout the country over this course of the summer. But tickets, I believe we were told, sold out faster than any other Grub Crawl. So we're pretty proud of that fact.
And I'm sure you'll talk about this, KPCW, in Bon Appetit magazine.
This interview?
Regularly.
Yes. It's going to be like a 4-page spread.
I think they're going to forget about this.
Where's the photographer?
Makeup.
Well, we're delighted to have you both here today from two premier organizations, Bon Appetit Magazine, the premier foodie magazine, and of course, the Park City Chamber is just an extraordinary organization as well. Dan Aldworth, Associate Public Relations Director of Bon Appetit, and Bob Kohler, Park City Chamber Bureau Special Events Director. You guys have a great weekend. And Dan, you know, you don't have to go back to New York. We have high-speed internet here. Mm. And you can get some work done and do some hiking and some biking.
How's the rent?
We can find something.
I'm looking right now.
Oh, I tell you what, against New York City, you'll be delighted.
Nice. Thank you guys so much for having us on. And thank you for the Chamber. They've been an awesome partner all throughout this. And we honestly couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We shall return. After this tune, I'm going to play a Joe Cocker tune. Here you go.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Strange feeling tonight. Change it all. Change it all. Problems by the way, yeah, who have been
Pop and Lefty follow Hellcat Dolly down Easy Street to find Lefty's missing true love, Dolores. They get the drop on Big Donor on Deer Valley Drive.
Give it up, Big Donor, or I'll put Rick Broff on you.
Cool your heels, Pop.
Mother Urban,
you're Big Donor?
You gotta get my Dolores back. I'm lost without her.
Easy, Lollipop. I ain't your lost and found.
Will Mother Urban really tell Lefty the truth? Find out during the KPCW Summer Pledge Drive, August 18th through 22nd. Who done it? Who donated? Could it be you?
C&S Creative Services has been a proud supporter of KPCW since 1987. C&S Creative encourages you to think about your marketing in ways you never have before. To brand, analyze, search, optimize, advance, and profit, now and for tomorrow. For integrative marketing solutions, it's C&S Creative, 649-1234.
Big Star's Bright Nights Outdoor Concerts return to Deer Valley Resort with a powerhouse summer lineup of rock, country, bluegrass, and R&B. The Bacon Brothers, Martina McBride, Punch Brothers, Dierks Bentley, Kix Brooks, Muscle Shoals Live featuring Lisa Fisher, Five for Fighting, Trampled by Turtles, Nashville Cafe, and Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers. For tickets, call the Footloose staff at 655-3114. Brought to you by the Park City Institute, educating, illuminating, and entertaining since 1998.
Welcome back to Mountain Summer. This is Jude Robinson with my co-host, J.W. John Wells, and we'd like to thank our fabulous sponsors today, Park Silly Sunday Market, Summit County Fair, Foothill Oriental Rugs, the Utah Olympic Park, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub and Berkshire Hathaway, Home Services Utah Properties, and San Francisco Designs.
Wow, what a great show. This has been a lot of fun this morning.
Oh, the guests, Mikkel, Eric, Randy, Bob, Dan, you.
Oh, Jude, great to be here with you. You are listening to KPCW Park City, and I just want to do a little teaser, and that is join me this afternoon in the local view. I'm pinch hitting for Randy Barton, who is on holiday this week. We have Rick Broff, Pat Sanger from Arts Kids 5K, and Julia Rametta from National Ability Center. So.
You've been on the air a lot this week.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Quite a great radio voice.
And we want to thank all of you for joining us. We will return next week, same time, same place. You're listening to Mountain Summer. NPR News is next.